11:30. This is 3BA's Ballarat Today. We're here thanks to Ryan's IGA and Ballarat's cheapest cars. And of course, we're kicking off another week. A Monday morning it is, but it's not just any old week. This week is Foster Care Week. It started yesterday and the need is greater than ever before. We're going to find out how perhaps you can help. The CEO of CAFS is Wendy Sturgis. She joins us in the studio this morning. Wendy, welcome back.
Good morning, Brett. Welcome.
And it's good to be back, I think. Although Mondayitis is definitely a real thing. Okay, we'll discuss that at another stage. But Tari Mapfumo also joins us. Tari is the manager of out of home care at CAFS. Tari, for the first time, welcome to Ballarat today.
Oh, thank you so much, Brett. Lovely to be here.
Nice to see you. Wendy, how significant is the need at the moment? So we hear a little bit about it, but you live it daily at CAFS. What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing it at CAFS and we're seeing it right across the state. There's actually a crisis in the lack of foster carers. Look, I think some of it happened post-COVID and also the cost of living pressures. People are reassessing, but foster carers, precious resource, incredible people, but we do need more.
I can't help but notice you use that word, crisis. Things are that bad when it comes to getting these people in these positions to help our young people.
Yeah, it really is true. Unfortunately, right across the state, there's a lack of foster carers to the point where it's now seen as a crisis. There are more foster carers leaving than there are coming into the system. So that's how we got to the term crisis.
Tari, who can be a foster carer? What sort of people are you looking to fill these gaps?
Thanks for that question, Brett. To be honest, anyone can be a foster carer. You just need to be able to provide some stability for children and who need somewhere safe and secure. So foster carers can be individuals, can be couples, and also can be part of a family. And as CAFS, what we encourage same-sex couples to apply and also encourage people from culturally diverse backgrounds to meet these varying and unique needs of the children that are in care.
And what about, Tari, if I've got a full-time job, work big hours, can I still contribute somehow?
If you can be a parent with a full-time job, you can be a foster carer with a full-time job.
Okay, that's a really good message. Specific requirements, Wendy, for becoming a carer? Is there anything we need to know about today during Foster Care Week?
Yeah, look, as you'd expect, we welcome, as Tari said, everyone to consider becoming a foster carer. You do need to be over the age of 21. You do need to be able to conduct or be part of the training, not conduct the training. We conduct the training. That's CAFS' role. You need to be able to fulfil those training requirements. There are some compliance police checks and such that are important. And you need to be able to provide a spare bedroom in your home for the child that you're taking into care. So there's regulatory checks and they happen before you become an accredited carer. And you also learn a lot about parenting and parenting kids in trauma. So it's really good for you and your life and other children or other children you might interact with in your life.
Tari, the different types of foster care, there's multiple variants of what you and your team work with every day?
Yeah, that's a very good question because a lot of times people tend to avoid applying because they feel I can't make a long-term commitment.
Yeah.
But the good news is there are different types of foster care. So sometimes it's the overnight stays that you can do as a carer. Sometimes you can do respite on weekends. Like you asked a very good question to say, if I'm working full-time. So sometimes what we see is people want become foster carers and start off as respite carers and actually eventually build up their capacity to become long-term or short-term carers. So you can be overnight, you can have overnight stays, respite care on weekends, short-term and long-term care. So we also work with you to be able to identify what sort of care arrangement would work for you as you start the journey.
Okay.
So we just don't throw you in.
Yeah.
We take you through and build your capacity over time.
So you look at the individual, you look at maybe their job and their hours and what days they're available
and
then you tailor the care.
Exactly.
Gotcha. I like it. Wendy, what about training? If you're thinking, actually, I'm interested in being a foster carer, is the support there from CAFS?
Absolutely. There's a comprehensive training to carers to develop the skills that they need. On top of that, CAFS actually has a unique model of care that we've taken. It's an evidence-based model. We've just had some training in it last couple of weeks ago. We had Immerse, the team from who run a foster care agency in New Zealand, come over. It's a trauma-informed model. So we're working with kids, you know, by definition, if they can't live at home safely, they are often kids that have suffered tough things have happened in their lives. Mm. So we add that model of care alongside the comprehensive training that's required to be accredited. We also offer home visits, there's telephone support, there's after-hours support too if things something happened after hours that you needed support with. And we're also able to get some really great insights from existing foster carers, because I want to really give a shout out to existing foster carers. Mm. They're amazing people, and a lot of them have gone through things with children that can really pass on some fantastic tips and strategies to new foster carers. So we can access that as well.
Okay, so there's the support absolutely there. And Tari, the rewards for foster carers, I mean, you work with these wonderful people every day.
Yes.
It must be tough at times. We're not going to gloss over that, but are the rewards there?
Look, I've had a lot of carers come back and tell us how rewarding it is to just watch a child who's come into their home grow significantly from the time that they give them support in one way or the other. Sometimes, you know, the little wins, just being a young person being able to go to school is a big win, you know, and sometimes being able to socially integrate is a big win. So there are definitely rewards that are customized to individuals in terms of what you see as your reward as a carer in looking after a child, yeah.
Okay, that's great to know. Wendy, if we've piqued some interest out there, and I certainly hope we have, what's the next step? How do we deal with your crew at CAFS?
Yeah, two-step approach, really. We'll keep it simple. Jump online, the CAFS website, cafs.org.au, complete the online entry form, and then one of our team will call you back. If you're not up for that, if you'd just like to have a chat first, call 1-800-692-237 and ask to speak to a member of the foster care team. If someone's not available, they will absolutely ring you back. So we really hope that people consider it, put their hand up and say, yeah, I want to take this further. I might come to an information session and find out more about how they can help local children through CAFS to be safe and loved and feel part of the community.
And what a time to do it during Foster Care Week. Details at cafs.org.au. Wendy, Tari, great to have you on Ballarat today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.